says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
We're back, folks, into our third hour.
I can plow a field all
day. We're into our third hour of the American Freedom Party Report. Now's a good time to remind you about the American Freedom Party, the sponsor of the show. We invite you to join the American Freedom Party, help the American Freedom Party, spread the word about the American Freedom Party. Our website is theamericanfreedomparty.us. You'll like that fine website. Tom, before you go on, I just during the break, everything's happening so fast. If you're checking online, folks, every 5 minutes something else happens. Well, here's another one, not covered by the media. Guess what happened in Washington, D.C.? Donald Trump has built, under budget and ahead of schedule, a year ahead of schedule, a project that he had his daughter Ivanka head up, the magnificent building of Trump International Hotel in the site, within the structure of the old post office building on Pennsylvania Avenue, blocks from the White House, a magnificent building that turned into what is now the most magnificent hotel in all of Washington, D.C., and one of the most magnificent in the world. Guess what the media is not covering? Black Lives Matter defaced the front of the hotel. I'm looking at it now, the front door, big spray-painted letters, no justice, no peace. Okay, we're going to have violence, aren't we? And then on the other side of the front doors, big scrawled graffiti, Black Lives Matter. Now, is the media covering this? While they're covering Miss Universe, wall to wall? Nope. They're not covering this. They're not covering the fact that Black Lives Matter is a hooligan organization. They don't want America to know about the Trump International Hotel, this magnificent building that Donald Trump has built, and by the way, is staffed by a large staff of well-paid, happy employees. Well, Hillary Clinton has never owned or run or started a business in her life. She's never written a paycheck to any honest employee in her life. Anyway, this is the latest cover-up. Tom, let me turn the microphone back to you.
Yeah, James, first off, getting back to what you're saying, George Soros and the Zionists are behind this Hillary campaign. Let's not kid ourselves. We also, Michael Savage, they tried to take off the air last week. He even exposed that. But listen, James, you got to understand. This is like Soros is like Goldfinger, whoever you want. But Soros, it's like a James Bond movie. Soros wants all this power. He is trying to start a race war. I believe that guy and all these rich. I don't want to get into that, but you already know where I'm coming from on that. But James, I got to tell you, it's all been by design. Okay, we all know. Look at Dade County, Florida. There's not one white male on the Miami-Dade County Commission. It's all been by design.
Now, Tom, hang on.
Yes.
Is Black Lives Matter chasing you down the street? Because your microphone's shaking all over the place.
Oh, I don't know. They could be. Who knows? I don't know what's going on with that, James. But I can tell you this.
Are you outdoors?
I hear you perfect. I hear you perfect, James.
Are you outdoors?
No, I mean, I'm not. Actually, I'm sitting in my truck right now. I'm not outdoors.
Okay, that's what we're hearing.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're just hearing that sound from your truck.
Okay, well, The reason I'm saying this, James, the Dade County Commission, this has all been by design to take the white males out of power, because I'm going to tell you, all these minority groups, they can't stand that there were white Europeans who made this the greatest country on earth. And the reason that they have such a bitterness toward white males in this country, because they look at the Constitution and the Declaration, and these people don't want to follow that, James. That's my opinion. Or they maybe want to follow it, but in their own liking and their own ilk. They don't care about it because they don't like looking at these illuminated white males in Philadelphia writing the Declaration. That's how I feel about this. Now, Hillary, you're going back to Hillary, rotten Chavez Clinton, and Billy Blythe. Bill Blythe, James, why isn't Donald Trump wanting to have about Paula Jones being paid $850,000 in $100 bills? Why isn't Donald Trump
wanting to have that? Debate number two. It's because he's too much of a gentleman. That's probably a mistake. Now, hang on, Tom. Hang on. Remember, we don't have to cover everything in one phone call. You've already hit about eight really good points, really. And George Soros being the mastermind of overrunning our country with immigrants, that's a very, very good point, very solid.
Very well-known point, too.
Yeah. And also, Tom, remember, this audience is aware of these things that you're pointing out and that you're sharing with us. I mean, you're right on, Tom, but... our audience knows these things, so they're not, you know, because we have had alternative media for some years now. We're beating in the information war. We're beating our enemies, which is all, it's new. It's unfamiliar to us. We're not in the days of printed pamphlets anymore. But go ahead.
James, Donald Trump's opened up 35 field offices in the state of Florida. He's got to carry Florida, and I'm doing everything in my power to help him. I tell everybody, I know my friends are telling everybody, what is going on, what a conspiracy this is. Even the debate was a conspiracy. Hillary's touching her face all over the place, has a wire down the middle of her back. And if that ain't a Zionist conspiracy, I don't know what is. But I can tell you this, James, in the state of Florida, there are people waking up like in massive droves, and he opened up 35 field offices, like something that Romney didn't do, and he couldn't carry Florida. But Donald Trump's got to carry Florida, and at all costs, I'm telling everybody, and you know what? He's got to start running some ads down here, though. He's got to point out that Billy Blythe, which is his real name, Clinton. And by the way, I don't know if you saw it in Walmart or Winn-Dixie in the public supermarkets. They have a front page of one of these, I don't know if it's a National Enquirer or one of these papers, that Hillary Clinton's first cousin is in the Ku Klux Klan. I'm like, what is this? But they don't want to talk about Billy Blythe, Clinton raping women left and right, fondling. Monica Lewinsky's like $15 million. $15 million off giving him a tune-up in the White House. $15 million, Monica. And is she related to Sal Lewinsky? I'd like to know if Monica Lewinsky is related to Sal Lewinsky, James.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
Oh, no. Right. Tom, great points all. A great call, as always. A lot to chew on there. And you've got it, my friend. Let's rest for just a moment here. Then we're going to go to Kathleen in Texas, which opens up a couple phone lines. If you want to call in at 1-800-313-9443. And we'll get some more calls in here. George, I just want to just kind of take a pause here a little bit and kind of reconnoiter where we are. I don't know if you've seen this defacing of the Trump International Hotel online.
Yeah, I saw it. Well, the media loves it, or at least the local media. So they're putting it up there saying, aha, Trump hates black people.
Yeah, because they spray paint the front of his hotel. And boy, is it, I mean, it's just a magnificent hotel, folks. And now Donald Trump has this scheduled for a grand opening in October. So that's here we are. And the election is, I'm trying to, what's the number of days now, George? It's 30, what? 30?
It's 35.
35 days, folks. You know, we've been doing this countdown for a year. And here it is. It's upon us. The vice presidential debate, it's going to be live while we're broadcasting in 48 hours on Tuesday. And then we're going to have just 5 days after that, it'll be the rumble in the jungle with Hillary versus Trump.
Yeah, I like the rumble in the jungle. George's two cents here, mate, is...
Yeah.
Of all the things we think perceived bad in the last 3 weeks, mm-hmm. if Donald Trump kicks her ass in this next debate, it'll all be forgotten very quickly.
I think I've, who has a crystal ball? But, you know, looking at the man, looking at, you know, how good he is and how smart he is and how badly he got treated in the first debate, I think he's going to come in. He's going to come in with all barrels blazing. And I think that's the way to go.
The way you finish and not the way you start. It's always like that in sport playoffs. Yeah. If you lose game one of a 7-game series, so what? There could be 6 more.
Right.
It's the first 1-4, and this is best 2 out of 3. I think, you know, Trump wins this debate, we're not going to care about number 3.
And remember also, folks, what we started this show with, the LA Times USC poll is pointing out he didn't lose the first debate. His numbers didn't drop after the first debate. He's been at a steady 5-point lead over Hillary Clinton since September. It's gone up and down between 3 and 7, but it's been a 5-point lead, which it is again today, over Hillary Clinton. 5 points, 47 to 42. That is a humongous lead to have. Let's see. I'm going to give another little. So much going on. There's so many nasty tricks being thought of by our enemies. Here's the latest one. Just give you a heads up on this. There is word that the neocons are trying to woo William Weld, former governor of Massachusetts, William Weld, woo him off of Gary Johnson's Libertarian ticket in order to sink the the Libertarian ticket isn't turning out to be what Bill Kristol hoped it would be, which is enough to sink Donald Trump. Instead, it appears that it's either neutral or it might be hurting Hillary Clinton. So they now want to sink the Gary Johnson candidacy by getting William Weld to get off the ticket and agree to.
I wonder what Gary has to say about that.
Yeah, yeah. So this is a. And by the way, that's a desperation tactic. Would that tactic work? You know, has Bill Kristol lost his mind? Yes, I think he has. And so
Johnson was a non-factor, and so was Jill. Who?
Jill Stein. Yes. And she's going to be taking people clearly from Hillary, so wow, the
I think diehard Greens, all 5 of them, they would write in their favorite candidate anyway.
Yeah, let's go, boy, Kathleen in Texas. I apologize for making you wait so long. Are you still with us?
I am.
Well, I love you. Thank you for waiting.
All right, Kathleen.
Hi, thank you, James. Thank you, George and Paul. I called about the mainstream radio has been playing nonstop the clip you mentioned from Saturday Night Live, and I immediately thought, well, with he's supposedly supporting Hillary. And I thought, well, maybe everyone forgets that his daughter published a phone call that he made to her showing what an abusive man he was. And this was a few years ago, and it was in the mainstream media. So I think that his daughter might want to be in the front row seat with all of those other people, women that Donald Trump is mentioning. And then,
and just clarify for folks, Kathleen, folks is speaking about Alec Baldwin, who is misrepresenting Donald Trump in his impersonation on Saturday Night Live that started this weekend, last night. And another detail, Kathleen, we know that Alec Baldwin voted for Barack Hussein Obama in 2008 and in 2012. So go ahead.
Well, I hope they will publish her phone call again because it's very pertinent. But and then as far as taxes, the Clintons reprieved their friend Rich, who was in jail for many, many years for tax evasion.
Mark Rich?
And, yes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I thought I would mention that. And let you go. I really enjoy the all of the information and the callers. God love you all.
And you too, Kathleen. You know, folks, how brain dead is it? And Donald Trump, in the debate on Monday, he said Hillary was going on and on about his taxes. And as Nigel Farage says, you know, he was taking the bait a little bit, defending himself. You know, one of his defenses was she's going on about, you know, you didn't pay this taxes or taxes. You should pay more taxes. And you tried to reduce taxes. And Trump says into the microphone, it's called business, Hillary. In other words, what's he supposed to do? Try to raise his taxes? Try to pay more taxes? Is there any person out there with a brain between their ears who tries to pay more taxes than they're legally required to do? And another thing that, you know, Lester, brain dead Holt, and Clinton, well, they're not brain dead. They're very clever, actually. Donald Trump, he made the point. Come on, folks. He gets audited every year. What does that mean, boys and girls? Blah, 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 blah. Not for our audience here, but it's for the Hillary people. That means, folks, that that the IRS has gone over your taxes, every line, every number. Okay? It means that Donald Trump's taxes are legal, whatever they are. They are legal. He paid his full taxes. Hillary, Lester Holt doesn't get audited every year. Nobody gets audited every year. Donald Trump said he's aware this is personal against him, but he says that's, you know, I just roll with the punch and I take that audit. I expect it every year. The Trump International Hotel, the goal is to pay taxes, or is the goal to hire thousands of people to build dozens and scores of huge buildings, build great, magnificent golf courses, provide services for millions of people? Isn't that the goal of a business? In Hillary's pea brain, the purpose of a business is to pay taxes. I mean, oh, come on. So there you go on that one. Let's do it. Let's go to a little more audio. I think we got a chance to do a little bit more audio from Trump yesterday in Mannheim, Pennsylvania. This man is on fire. Every speech gets better than the previous one. Let's go to I think I've got a good one here lined up for you. Okay. And we are going to go to a little later in his speech. 31 minutes in, here he is.
And remember this, Hillary Clinton will be 4 more years of Barack Obama. And maybe worse, and actually maybe worse. We can't let that happen. You're not going to have a country left. If you do this one simple thing, you can deliver justice for every single person who has been wronged by the system. You have to show up and vote. When you cast that ballot, just picture a Wall Street boardroom filled with special interests who've been bleeding our country, who've been bleeding Pennsylvania, who've been taking your jobs. Take a look on their faces, and you will see smart people that know the game. But people that want to take your jobs and want to take your money. To them, I say, you're fired.
I like it.
I could be doing The Apprentice right now. I could be. Somehow, and I loved it, 14 seasons. How good was that? Tremendous success. They wanted to extend. I could be doing The Apprentice now. Somehow I think this is a little bit more important. Do we agree? Just a little bit. And to the millions of unemployed Americans, we're going to say the two words that I really love. You know what they are? You're hired. You are hired.
We'll take a little break. I'm not a politician. Come back with more Trump. Stay tuned.
Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies. are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We're in our last half hour here of our 3-hour extravaganza on Sunday here at the American Freedom Party Report. I'm James Kelso. We're live. You're welcome to call in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And my sidekick, George, is with us from Maryland. And we've been enjoying Donald Trump's event yesterday in Manheim, Pennsylvania, in Lancaster County, which is Amish country. And my wife tells me there were a bunch of Amish folks at Trump's rally in Manheim. There are something like 60,000 Amish in Pennsylvania, a lot of them in Lancaster County, 60,000 also in Ohio, and they could make a key difference, and they support Donald Trump. They like a lot of things about him. They like that he doesn't drink. They like that he doesn't smoke. They like his business acumen. They have great business acumen. They don't like that he's been married 3 times. They don't believe, they think you should get married once. Which is a great idea, and I think Donald Trump wouldn't disagree. But I'm sure they like that Donald Trump is supported by his 2 ex-wives, who's Marla has said, "I still love him," and they both admire him. And all 3 wives say, of course, that he's a great dad. And anyway, that's very interesting. The Amish are there. I would have liked to have seen that, some of the Amish buggies at the event in Manheim yesterday. Let's listen to Donald Trump, who's talking to these Amish right here. Let's pick up his... Oh, here's a great one. Oh, you're going to love this. I found a gem for you here. Oh, this is new. Okay, talking about marriage and marriages. Let's see. He's been a real gentleman about talking about Bill and Hillary. But here's this. I hope this is a sign that the gloves are coming off in the next debate. Listen to this, folks. I'll put it in a little early here so we won't miss it. Here he is. Here it goes.
Two groups paying Bill Clinton for speeches.
About 3 months ago.
Got to wade through an ad here. Just take a second, folks. There we go. I'm going to back it up a little bit more. This is choice. But in about half a minute from now, you're going to get the zinger.
$1 million for speeches since Bill left the Oval Office. The same groups paying Bill and Hillary. I love you too. It's a guy that said that. It's a guy, but I love him too. Bill and Hillary, for their speeches, were lobbying the federal government. So they're making speeches, they're getting paid, they're lobbying the government. That's nice. 22 groups paying Bill Clinton for speeches lobbied the State Department while Hillary was Secretary of State. $250 million. Favors and access were granted to those who wrote checks. She put the Secretary of State up for sale. And if she ever got the chance, she'd put the Oval Office up for sale too, believe me. She deleted and bleached 33,000 emails after getting a congressional subpoena. So here's the story, folks. If you're in a private deal, and Mr. Smith is suing you, and they want your records and your emails and everything, and you say, well, I don't want to give it. But, you know, you have a court order. This is just a court order. This isn't a congressional. It's a court order. You have to give them. Now, here's what happens. If you don't give them, if you get rid of them, meaning delete them and do what she did, they put you in jail. You know? They put you in jail. Right?
Lock her up. Lock her up. Crowd's going wild.
She got a congressional subpoena. I can't believe it. I talk about it. But the FBI doesn't do anything. And the Justice Department doesn't do anything. And then Clinton, Bill, meets with the Attorney General in her plane for 39 minutes. And he said they're talking about golf and their grandchildren. 39 minutes. I give 2 minutes to golf and 2 or 3 minutes to the grandchildren. And he was supposedly in Arizona, just happened to be playing golf. But I think it was 114 degrees that day. It's very hot. I love Arizona, one of my favorite places. But it's very hard to play when the temperature goes over 100 degrees. Okay? So he was there to play golf, but nobody saw him play golf. Did anybody see him play golf? No. He just happened to be standing on the runway when this plane came by. Oh, hi. Hey, I've had a plane. Nobody's ever done that.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Yes, my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, cause I can get right.
Politically incorrect. And I want to round out the remainder of our show with there's some real gems here in Donald Trump's politically incorrect presentation yesterday in Manheim, Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Have you been through that Amish country, George, yourself?
Many times as a youth. I would expect the Amish and the Mennonites to support Donald Trump. They don't want any part of corrupt Washington. I know that.
Yes, and so if they can, you know, as Donald Trump said in this rally, if we take Pennsylvania, we've got it. Pennsylvania, I think is, oh, I forget the number. I think it's 20 electoral votes. That would seal the deal.
And it would to We still don't care much for the idea of trying to influence the outcome of New York.
Yes, and Pennsylvania might. Yep.
So my Yankee Stadium idea, that one's a non-starter.
No, I love the idea of Yankee Stadium, and I like it just, you know, that could be an event where he's speaking to the whole nation, to all 50 states. And of course, you know, as we've covered in this show, the way politics works now, both candidates are concentrating on the battleground states, the swing states, and those include states like Virginia and Colorado.
We got that, but I think New York is a swing state.
Yeah.
Lots of electoral votes in there, and my God, if there's no more quintessential New Yorker in the face of the earth, it's Donald Trump. So Earth to Trump. The Yankees are three outs away from their season ending, and their venue's going to be sitting there unoccupied. Don, go get you. to Yankee Stadium, have 50,000 people, and preach to the United States saying, all Hillary Clinton's doing, she has two things left: to give personal cheap shots on me and accuse me of violating political correctness. Other than that, she won't tell you her economic plan because it's openly designed to screw you, America.
Yeah.
So, Don, please, go to Yankee Stadium.
And, folks, the editor from Breitbart, Bannon, who came on as the chief executive, that's his title, chief executive of the Trump campaign, notice he's done something very, very good. You like to see in your guy who's running things. You haven't heard any stories about Bannon. That's just the way you want it. You want the stories to be about your man, Donald Trump. And the so let's go. He has some real gems here as he closes in this speech yesterday in Mannheim. And let me go. There was one gem that I actually put the bouncing ball down in the wrong spot. So let's finish the one we were doing, and then I'm going to come back to the one where he talks about Bill and Hillary. You're going to love that. But let's let him finish on the topic he was on. Here he goes.
A rigged system. And what's taken place is horrible. And I'll tell you, and I said it before, this is all a great embarrassment to our great country. This is a great embarrassment. And people who have done 5% of what she did are suffering grave, grave consequences. You see what's happening to them? The mother crying because of the way they're treating her boy who did nothing by comparison.
Let me jump forward here. Let me go to the gym where he's talking about Bill and Hillary. I missed that one for you. We'll go back in time here 5 minutes. And here it comes. It's getting personal here, folks. Okay.
People for deportation now coming back as citizens, not legally, as citizens. Hillary Clinton's only loyalty is to her financial contributors and to herself. I don't even think she's loyal to Bill. You want to know the truth? And really, folks, really, why should she be, right? Why should she be? The large corporations who support terrible trade deals that ship your job.
Think about what you just heard, folks. When's the last time you heard somebody with that much guts get in front of the nation and say, you know, she's cheating on Bill, and why shouldn't she?
I'm glad you found that. Was a good zinger, James. Congratulations. I enjoyed that immensely. But, you know, Donald Trump's the only man in the world who can say that. I mean, anybody else, they would find a way to have you killed.
Yeah. That was really good.
Because okay, he's telling the truth.
Yeah. Now, he's got more about Bill here, though. Here he goes. It's a little later in this is yesterday in Mannheim. Okay, let me go to the this zinger here. It's so easy to find zingers in a Trump speech. They're everywhere. And they're beautiful. They're true. That's a really powerful thing. Here he goes.
James,
put in the basement.
Go ahead.
Lies to Congress under oath about turning over her work-related emails, her staffers taking the Fifth Amendment, and her ringleaders getting immunity deals, five immunity deals. There's nobody left except her, except her. She hasn't gotten immunity yet. I wonder if Obama's going to give her immunity. Interesting. She hasn't gotten immunity yet. She's the only one. Did anybody ever see so many people get immunity? Everybody. You're guilty, you're guilty. We'll give everybody immunity. Everyone. What do you need to investigate if everyone's going to get immunity, right? But she hasn't gotten it yet. What are her chances of getting immunity from President Obama?
There it is.
Going to be very interesting. Going to be very interesting. Clinton and her cronies will say anything, do anything, lie about anything to enrich themselves and keep their grip on power. The American people have had it with years and decades of Clinton corruption and scandal. Remember, he got impeached for lying. You remember what he lied about, but he got impeached for lying. He can't practice law. Can't be a lawyer. He was a lawyer. Can't be a lawyer. Everyone forgets. We want to take our country back, folks. We want to take
it. He got that one in, George. You know, the Bill Clinton's impeachment. I forgot about that. He can't practice law after having been impeached. And he is an attorney, Yale Law School. So
it's a horrible memory, James. I remember the impeachment hearings and having all sorts of senators say, "There's nothing there."
Yeah, yeah. That's just beautiful there. Well, I got a couple more beauties here from Donald Trump. Let's see here. Let's go to this gives you a little bit of taste. Let's go right to the end. All righty. Oh, he goes after the media here. This is a good one. Again, and I mean, he, in this one speech, he points the finger at the media 10 times. He really gets it that he's at war with the media. And of course, that we're at war with the media. And they are the... I love the word he used for Hillary's staff. Ringleaders. He calls them ringleaders. Oh, her staff are ringleaders. Oh, I love that. Here we go. Here now he's talking about the ringleaders behind the ringleaders, the media.
About 3 months.
Oops, I got to skip through an ad for you here. No problem. All right. Microsoft and YouTube. Here we go.
Because they're letting her get away with murder. They're protecting her. They're protecting her.
Oh, let me go back a little bit. Who they are. Identify who is they.
DLC man. Friend of mine's in the cattle business. They said the single greatest DLC percentage-wise. I mean, she made a percentage gain. I think it's got to be some kind of a record in the history of the cattle business. I guess she knows a lot about cattle. No, it's a very serious thing. We have a very, very serious thing happening right now to our country. And I'll tell you who's leading it. These people back here, all of those cameras, they're leading it. Because they're letting her get away with murder. They're protecting her. They're protecting her. So we're tired of the lies, tired of the trivial politics, tired of being talked down to, looked down upon, and treated like second-class citizens. It's not going to happen anymore. This will be the year the American people say, enough is enough. Enough is enough. Hillary Clinton has been a total disaster for so many communities, but especially, so important, for the African-American communities. I don't think African-Americans are going to come out and vote for Clinton. They're too smart, and they know they've been used for years and years and years.
Now, we can only hope on that one. I don't share Donald Trump's optimism on that one. But it's enough that we get out and vote. That'll do it. All Trump has to do with any other communities is do a little bit better, or as well as Mitt Romney did. And the let's go to another gym here. Here we go. This is now getting towards the end of his speech. Here he comes. All righty, there it is, right there.
It's because the financial interests who control our politics and our media don't want these changes to happen. I am an agent of change. We're going to make great change for our country. Hillary Clinton's been there for 30 years. And you know, when I was up on the stage on Monday night, I was saying to myself, it was sort of strange. All these people, I figured like 100 million people, right? I had a bad mic. I'm thinking about all this. And all of a sudden, it comes to me. It's like a moment of clarity. More than any other time, she says, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. She's been here for 30 years. Why hasn't she done it? She's not going to do anything. She's never done anything meaningful. Never.
I love that. Hey, Donald Trump is such a brilliant speaker. Now, this goes to George. You know, we get down to the last few laps here. Do you remember what Donald Trump said about Mitt Romney? What did he call Mitt Romney that really, really hacked off Mitt Romney in the early campaigning? He called Mitt Romney a choke artist. He said he had no time for choke artists.
Well, James, I feel compelled to comment.
Yeah?
I'll start with choke artists. Mitt Romney was directed to lose the election, and he did so gloriously. He serves his master well. Mr. Romney, you stick.
Yeah. And the point being that Donald Trump, you know, he's a championship golfer. You know, he's a scratch golfer. He's much more important than his golf. He lives in a world where failure is not, it's not acceptable, and no choking. In the art of the deal, no choking allowed.
Well, you also said that Hillary's done nothing meaningful. Well,
yes.
Let's ask the people of Egypt, Tunisia, Algeria, Libya, Syria, and a bunch of other countries in the Middle East who have had regime change and have suddenly become very compliant dictatorships to the United States, whether or not Hillary Clinton had something to do with that.
Yep,
she
and Donald Trump makes
Master Well, Mr. Soros. I mean, George is basically the emperor behind the curtain. He wanted all those countries taken over, and Hillary did the job for him, just like a hired assassin.
Yes, and remember, folks, George Soros. Let me check my facts. I'll check my facts on some of that Soros stuff. The Soros is the Black Widow in part of this picture. But what I'm saying about a choke artist is this. Donald Trump is no choke artist. So as we get down to the last laps, boy, he is going to close strong.
And that much I give you.
Yeah.
I give you. There's no choking, and there never has been.
Yeah. Donald Trump is going to surprise us. He's going to amaze us. As he says, using his words, he says, you're going to be so proud of your country. When the Trump administration gets going. But I think you could apply his words to himself. We're going to be so proud of Donald Trump, the way he closes. And that's what, in the art of the deal, closing is what counts. And let's listen to him a little bit more here, a little further on. Here he is at the end of his speech in Mannheim.
And this character, Lester Holt.
Oh, I got to go back, That's why he's on to the media, and he's not going to take any guff in the next debate. Listen to this.
And you know, when I was up on the stage on Monday night, I was saying to myself, it was sort of strange. All these people, I figured like 100 million people, right? I had a bad mic. I'm thinking about all this. And all of a sudden,
let me skip forward a little bit. We heard that just a moment ago. Here he comes.
Now remember, the way she got out of Iraq left a tremendous vacuum from which ISIS was formed. Now I said that, and this character, Lester Holt, I mean, take a look. You got to study that tape. He came at me every time, and I was right. With her, when she said things that were wrong, he didn't come after her. And now she wants a 550% increase in Syrian refugees to pour into our country. And she does it in Islamic terrorism.
Take a break right here. We'll be back.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
When this war is over, we're back, folks. We're in our last segment. Thank you for sticking with us for 3 hours. And we want to just kind of wrap things up here and close. We've got one caller hanging on the line very patiently. Laura in Michigan, what's on your mind?
Hi, James. I just wanted to talk about the debate real quick. I'm hoping somebody's going to be listening from Trump's camp. The last line that Hillary said was talking about our democracy. And I wanted Trump so badly to say, that's your problem, Hillary. You don't know what our form of government is. It has to be a constitutionally limited republic. That would have slam dunked her right
that
there.
Would be, there you go. And I'm hoping, Laura, I'm hoping that Trump in this next debate, October 9th, which will be at Washington University, which is the alma mater of Phyllis Schlafly, where she got her bachelor's degree. She also got her her law degree at Washington University. And in between, she got a master's degree at Radcliffe back in 1945 when Harvard was an all-male school. And you went to Radcliffe if you were a girl. Phyllis Schlafly got her law degree from Washington University. That's where the debate will be October 9th. I'm hoping that Donald Trump will really unlimber the big guns on Hillary, get personal with her, not get into a cat fight, but just hit hard on the fact, you know, Hillary, just look her right in the eyes and say, you're a criminal. And say what he says in all the speeches that get such a great response. You belong in jail. You got to look right at her and say, you belong in jail. And this guy, James Comey, heading the FBI, this guy is completely in the tank. I hope he says that kind of a thing. And now coming up before then, though, Laura, I think Mike Pence is going to dispense with Tim Kaine handily in 48 hours. It's going to be in Virginia, folks, at a little-known place, Longwood University in Farmville, Virginia. And it'll be live on this show in 48 hours tomorrow night. Let's talk about what we're looking forward to. We'll be covering Donald Trump's big event in Pueblo, Colorado, which will be at the Pueblo Convention Center. No tickets available, meaning this thing is long ago sold out. Tickets are free, but you got to get a ticket. So I think tomorrow will be exciting, and we'll cover it right here on the Trump Phenomenon, or the American Freedom Party Report, and Trump Phenomenon. They kind of blend together. So stay tuned for that. And then he's also going to be in Loveland, Colorado tomorrow at 6 p.m., I guess, Mountain Time, which is, I think we will be able to cover that event. Yes, we will. We will be able to cover both the Pueblo event and the Loveland, Colorado event, for which you can still get tickets at the Budweiser Events Center, another big arena. So two big, big events in Colorado. And then the next day, Tuesday, George is the one who spotted this story when Donald Trump is going to be in Prescott Valley, Arizona. Let's hope George, Julian Assange drops the hammer on Mrs. Clinton.
Please, Julian, please.
We're begging you. See you all tomorrow night.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com. We'll be right back.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.